Before I start this video, I'd like to apologise for the quality of my voice. I've had a very bad flu for the past few days, which has practically gone but left me with a very sore throat. It really wasn't too bad, as you can see by the video that I did responding to Cenk. However, people kept sending me this article. From the Metropolitan Police. Woman summoned to court after malicious communication complaint. So who was the woman who received the summons? Well, holy shit, it was Bahar Mustafa. On the charge of sending by public communication network an offensive, indecent, obscene, menacing message, matter between the 10th of November and 31st of May 2015. For those unaware, she's Goldsmiths Student Union Diversity Officer, which means she's not employed by the university and she's not a student. She's employed by the Student Union, which is a separate public body designed to represent the interests of students at the university. Mustafa gained a great deal of notoriety earlier in 2015 when she decided to ban white men from an equality event and then went on to declare that she's not racist.
Furthermore, there have been charges made against me that I am racist and sexist to white men. I want to explain why this is false. I, an ethnic minority woman, cannot be racist or sexist towards white men because racism and sexism describe structures of privilege based on race and gender. And therefore, women of colour and minority genders cannot be racist or sexist since we do not stand to benefit from such a system.
Phew, that's lucky, because otherwise she'd be a really horrible person. But as it is, she's just being prejudiced, so that's okay. However, that's not actually what these charges are about. It's her use of Twitter that's the issue, using the hashtag #KillAllWhiteMen. And it's the use of these sort of hashtags and tweets that she's being charged with, one of sending a threatening message between the 10th of November and 31st of May this year, and one of sending a menacing or offensive message via a public network between the same dates. A Met Police spokesman said in a statement, "A woman interviewed under caution regarding a complaint of racially motivated malicious communication made on social media network has been summoned to court." Now, this is not inaccurate. She absolutely did do this. As much as I dislike Bahar Mustafa as a person, I dislike what she stands for. I dislike what she believes. I dislike the actions she will take against people based on racial or gendered lines. I don't think she should have been arrested. I think she should be able to say what she wants on social media. Now, I'm not saying that she shouldn't be, I don't know, removed from her position as the diversity officer at her student union. Absolutely, I think that if the people at the student union had any sense, they would get rid of her, because she's clearly incapable of separating her own racist and sexist ideology from her work. But I do not think she should be arrested for what she posts on Twitter. I find the very notion repugnant. People should be free to express themselves, no matter how ugly their expression is, in my opinion. And I say this because I want my right to express myself, defended. And by defending Bahar Mustafa's right to express herself, I defend my right as well. But the thing is, in her tenure as Goldsmith University NUS's diversity officer, she has actually broken the law, specifically the UK's anti-discrimination laws, for discriminating against people based on their race and sex for her student union gathering. Now, I am no expert on the subject, so please do correct me if I'm wrong, but if I am a student at Goldsmiths University, and I am being discriminated against by the student union, that surely must come under either education, using a public service, or as a member or guest of a private club or association. I am by no means a fan of our young Miss Mustafa, but I do not want to see her freedom of expression curtailed or her suffering a legal punishment for using it. Because you either stand for freedom of expression or you don't. And I stand for freedom of expression. And when a circumstance like this comes up, it's always worth looking at the Twitter feed of a famous feminist, like Laurie Penny, who couldn't help herself. I have been to the police to report Twitter harassment by men far in excess of what Bahar Mustafa wrote, and was told it was not serious, and retweeting, "Where is the It's PC Gone Mad free speech brigade when it comes to Bahar Mustafa? Well, Sarah, they're right here." And I stand with Bahar Mustafa because the disproportionate response to her behaviour proves it's one rule for white guys, another for the rest. Laurie, I love that you can't help but shit the bed whenever something happens. But no, Laurie, I'm sure you're completely right. I'm sure that a man has never been jailed for something he said on Twitter, and in fact the patriarchy is just protecting him. You bloody dunce.